Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacey is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
Custom 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter ba po di ba ha da woo da
di da. Do the twins. Up ba da ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh ha.
I'm free.
Some more bubbles on me. Why did they start singing?
Why did they do anything?
They only have the same like six phrases. Empowered, free.
They really
deserve better.
Strong woman. You're a strong, free woman.
Strong, empowered, free.
You're strong and free.
Free power.
Free power.
And the villa.
The villa.
They seriously.
This does look nice.
They have a list of like 20 phrases they just repeat over and over again. It's ridiculous.
If they signed up for Grammarly, it would never say, congratulations, you used four new words this week. It would just say
Grammarly.
Just so you know, at 100's not a word. It's not a phrase we use.
Snatched. I'm gonna look snatched.
Don't give me. I'm not gonna go to the end yet, y'all. Welcome to Darcy and Stacey,
the finale.
Yes, season 2.
Season 2 finale.
We were confused. We just figured it out during our Plathville podcast, y'all. It's 11 episodes because.
House of 11.
11.
He loved their brother.
So it's 11 episodes over the drama and under the knife. Now, y'all, spoiler alert. Not spoiler alert, actually, but surprise. Darcy and Stacey coming back in January.
Which seems very early.
Well, I mean, this is what I think happened. They did as kind of much as they could. COVID shit, like, forced everything to fuck them. And they said, let's take like a part two. So they're going to pause. And then they filmed the rest of it after COVID.
So they probably, what do you mean after COVID? We're still in COVID.
But I mean like after everything was super shut. Because how is Aniko going to do a fucking pageant?
True. So maybe they started up again in... maybe they're still filming.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. They're probably filming now.
Yeah.
So, which is going to be almost like they just did Christmas, January. So, yeah, that's what I think. But anyway, y'all, so it's going to be back in January, season 3. In the trailer, we see Aniko doing a pageant. We see Darcy and Stace with their new faces.
Yeah.
We see Darcy, I think, freaking out about pageant stuff, which is going to give me life. We see no Georgie.
Hmm.
Georgie Porgy.
I still think they're together.
Don't seem.
Nowhere.
Couldn't be found. Not coming round.
So.
He's gone. I'm done.
Okay. Good.
He's gone. Your baby's gone. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ow. That last kind of broke. That note broke.
It did. Too much.
I was going, she's gone. All out. Oh, went wrong. That's where I went.
Yeah, I'd say cut. I don't. That's a one-hit wonder. It's on the Maddie's Honkin' Tonkin' mix, though.
Who is it even by?
It's Down Came a Black Bird Sitting in the Mirror.
Wow. Down Came. Come on.
Oh, it was a very popular song the year it came out. I loved it. I loved it a lot.
We need to move on.
Lila McCann.
Wow.
Lila McCann.
No, that's the first and last time I will ever hear that name, hopefully.
You know what? It was very popular for 1997. I was a senior.
But you exclusively listened to country music, right?
I did a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I just wasn't the group I hung with. Like, I would have been listening to Pearl Jam.
All my friends listened to that.
Yeah.
Well, except for the guy that I was in love with who was straight.
What did he listen to?
He listened to country music.
No, you just said all my friends. Oh, you and all your friends listened to
pop and grunge, except for the guy that I was in love with, my crush. He was listening to country music.
And so you...
The one that you met at our... That came over to our house.
You basically started a trend that you'd be your whole life is whatever person you were in love with, you would just do.
I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore. But you know where I get it from? My mother.
Good way to throw her a bus.
No, that's what she does. She whatever guy, boyfriend she's dating, she's into whatever they're
into.
But
I'm saying, you're saying you would do that.
No, I'm saying, yeah, I used to do that. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I will do the opposite of them, and then they will need to think that I'm ignoring them, and then they'll come and convince me why that I should be it.
There you are, y'all. Dysfunction comes in many different ways, and we just gave you two examples.
Exactly. This is the finale episode. I wouldn't say a ton happened here.
It didn't even... I kind of thought if they're coming back in January, I wanted this to lead us. I wanted this to be more of a cliffhanger.
I was kind of shocked that they started to give us a cliffhanger and they didn't.
Let's just talk about it. They should have totally left it where we think
it looked
Georgie
like Georgie
is gonna go to the airport.
Was going to go to the airport and meet Darcy and Stacy, or otherwise known as Darcy 2.0.
It's or at you know what. We didn't talk about doing a scene, but I forgot.
Great.
We're not going to do it now, but I know the scene we're going to do.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad we talk about these things beforehand, and then they just get thrown on me during the podcast.
Yeah, because you've never thrown anything on me.
That's why we discuss.
But you've never thrown anything on me.
Rarely. Rarely. So, the... Georgie is calling her back, and this is right after she's broken up with him.
This is amazing. She was like, I feel free. I feel free. Oh, 1 second. He's calling again.
I have to answer it.
So he calls, and he's like, I don't want this one to end. And Darcy immediately goes into her.
I'm not a weak woman. I'm a strong woman.
I want a strong man who walks up to the mountain with me, hand in hand.
Y'all, that's like important for me. She's going to take me up to the mountain. mountain.
And Georgie says, this is never going to be perfect. And he's, but then you're like, I agree. But then he says, that's weakness. And I went,
yeah, I hated that. She's like, fine, I send you blessings and peace.
I send you blessings and please, you can leave the key under the mat.
Y'all, the thing about it is when someone says, I send you blessings and peace, that is the last, they're telling you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I would much, and then of course Stacy says,
stamp on the envelope of goodbye.
Yeah. Stacy says, you're a strong woman. Strong woman. Get you back.
And so Darcy says, you know, as much as I want to be engaged, she's like, I have to end this. I have to. And then they leave, y'all. And so we get back home, and Georgie's feeling like sad, Georgie.
And he's, you can tell he's been crying.
Yeah, he is sad. He's feeling low. And he's like, the producer's talking to him, and he's like, first of all, you break up on the phone. That's fucked up. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to think of, Darcy can't break up with somebody in person.
She owed him, they were engaged.
She
owed him definitely a person, in-person breakup.
She did. But what happens, y'all, is that she tries to break up with him, and then he'll either take off his shirt or his unzip his pants and that huge Bulgarian dick comes out.
It's not even that. He just has to like brush her face and or show her any attention.
Why do you make me shudder?
Yeah.
You make me feel like a woman. I love you so much.
That would be it. But it's, y'all, in engagement, you need to see them in person.
You do.
It's just, that's bad.
You do.
And for,
because
not
if he
just
did that
you,
to Darcy,
oh my
Darcy
God.
Would have said, I can't believe you're doing this on your phone. I'm your fiance.
Not, but I'm saying not just for you, not just for you to do it, but for the other person, I should say, but for you, you need that closure.
Yeah.
Because this will not feel like enough closure.
It's like when my high school girlfriend had her friend read her note to me. That was not appropriate.
And you know what? I thought you two were really meant for
we
each other.
I thought we were going to work out.
Yeah.
Wasn't cool.
Read your note.
Then I called her back. I said, that was shitty. God, I was such
like,
a tween.
You're a queen.
She was like, yeah, you suck dicks.
So the y'all, we're back in Turkey and they're at the villa and the producer's like, so how's it going? And Darcy's like, still processing my emotions. But you know, he can talk to like, it's fine with me. He can talk to Jesse. He can talk to Tom. He can talk to Timbuktu for he wants.
I don't care.
I wonder if she realizes that Timbuktu is a city or not a person.
Maybe. I mean, but it is crazy because you're like, but you still talk to his ex and never acknowledge that it was unfair.
I think it's shitty. I think there's a broad consensus that a lot of us are Team Georgie.
A lot of us are. We're like, Georgie, at least in the Sissy Squad, a lot of people are like, Darcy.
That's our Facebook group, y'all. Join us. We have fun in there.
We do. And y'all, we just got, we have a charity every month in the Sissy Squad. Yeah. This month, it's Fun Texas Choice. Did I get it right?
You did, but you it's almost like you're saying Fun Texas Choice, but it's Fund Texas Choice.
Fun Texas Choice! Fund Texas
Choice. There you go.
Choice.
That's, in response the D to that, is important, as we know.
As we know. I agree with you on that. 180%.
Let's not Mickey Mouse this. Fund Texas Choice is in response, or that charity is helping out in response to Texas's SB8, which makes it almost illegal to have an abortion for all intents and purposes in the state of Texas.
This isn't an abortion law.
This is not funding abortions.
This is an anti-woman law. It's an anti-women
anti-choice law.
And so,
anti-freedom law at that.
Really an anti-freedom. So that's why we have raised money for that. How much have we raised in the squad?
About $6,500.
Well, we just got an email, and a person who runs a nonprofit in Texas listens to us and said they did not know about this organization, and their nonprofit just donated $5,000.
Woohoo!
So look at that. I said I want to hit $10,000 by the end of the month, and you know what? I manifested it.
Yeah, you did it. You did it. All right.
Yeah. So, sissies, so thank y'all for your support.
And there's a couple more days left to donate. So if you're in the Sissy Squad and you haven't donated, or if you're not in the Sissy Squad, just want to donate to Fund Texas Choice, it's a Google. I'm sure it's tax deductible.
There you go. So anyway, but for those sissies that reached out, that husband and wife.
Thank you so thank much. You. That is lovely.
We love y'all. We appreciate y'all.
That's a one big one more stroke for freedom.
For freedom. Hopefully, we'll see you, and we'll see you. Let us know when we go to the Texas if we. Once Texas gets their shit together, like COVIDia or Florida, but when we come, let us know if we go to City Year. We'll give you a free VIP for that.
That's it.
There you go. Wait, you said that kind of like, that's it.
And I meant it.
And a free t-shirt. I thought you were jumping.
A free drink ticket.
No. Anyway.
Free drink ticket.
Okay. So, what happened?
Oh, God. Anyway, so... They are they're going to the consult for their final transformation.
Doctor's cute.
Oh yeah, I beg for it.
Oh, please,
Turkish boys. I've seen some of them.
Their face,
maybe, maybe.
Wow,
get new boobies.
Yeah,
and so they
I bet
are.
You've seen their Turkish delight.
Ooh. So they're basically the doctor's like. So what can I what do you need from me? And I wrote down, how much time you got, doctor?
How much time do you got? And so she's like, well,
those are abs.
And she's like, we're gonna see. We want a Barbie nose,
small waist,
hourglass. We want smart boobs.
Abs.
We want a lip lift, nipples. Can you make my nipples smaller? And I love it. Her daughter's like, she's like, I don't have any breasts because Antico. Or Aspen, she sucked me dry. Breasts are forever. No breast tissue. Suck me dry. Got nothing in there.
Smaller nips are sexy.
Yeah. And Stacy's like, mine's spread. My nips spread. Yeah.
Darcy's like, yep, I don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about that.
Now, I will say, y'all, they're talking about this trend of having smaller nipples. And, you know... We're not advocating any of this.
I like some big old nips.
This did feel like I was sitting here, and even just as a man, it made me feel a little bad because they were just telling them all the standards of beauty they wanted to do.
To me, y'all, when you watch Darcy and Stacy, if you take, and you're a woman, because we're not women, as much as Poodle tries, I know you're about to say something. If you take this personally... It's not about you. What I watched when I saw this is, and we can see that they talk about this later, how kind of this is their own
psychosis issues.
Yes, their own psychosis issues. Their standard has nothing to do with you. I love some big old nips.
I'm saying don't by no means that this is.
Don't
this
take
is,
this.
This
to
is
heart.
Not normal plastic surgery.
Yeah. Don't take this to nip.
Yeah.
Don't. This is not.
And you don't have to have. You don't have to have a certain nipple or areola,
no.
Or breast tissue,
no.
Or you don't have to have a snatched abs.
I did appreciate when Stacy said to the doctor, she's like, "Look, we like the fake boob look. In fact, we like the fake everything."
She did say, "We don't want natural at all.
No, we don't want to look realistic. But
we need to look like we're built in a lab."
I kind of respect that.
Yeah.
And in their way, y'all, they're owning what they want to look
like. Fat boobs.
And they don't care. And a lot of this, we realize, they want to look more like twins because they don't think they look enough alike.
And this kind of broke me here because it tells you that after 46 years of living as twins, they still don't feel like they have someone who will always be there for them, that they still feel alone in this world.
Nobody's going to...
And being and looking alike might make them less alone.
There you go.
And I had that thought and I went, holy fuck. Out of all this, more 20, 20,
20, 20.
I love... She's like, we're not about that natural look at all.
Yeah, so...
They're such cartoons. I can't see how anyone would get offended.
I don't think so.
I just they're cartoons.
Yeah.
And you can't even be angry at a cartoon.
And I don't mean we say cartoons not in a negative way. We're cartoons.
Yeah.
Like and we know that. And they know that. That's why when Stacy was like, we don't like the realistic look, I was like, good for you. I actually went, Because there's so many people that have this self-perception of they get this plastic work done and they think they look, it's like emperor's new clothes.
Now, I'm going to have one thing. Darcy said, this is the first time I'm having surgery on my face.
I was shocked by that.
Bull. That's bullshit.
I think she would admit it.
I know. That was shocking.
Actually, when I think about it, it's pretty amazing what fillers can do.
She's also had, I know she's had brow lift though. Like when that season where, when her brow was all the way up to her hairline.
I actually don't know if she has had a brow. Because if you look at her compared to Stacey, her brow's a little bit lower.
That's true. Maybe she hasn't.
I think
she's had a lot of fillers though.
But she's had a lot of fillers. And you can look like you get a brow lift when you get Botox. And she's had so much Botox.
Yeah. Yep. Do you think Stacey's had surgery?
I think they both haven't done anything to their face.
Yeah, this is the first time.
I believe that. Then they said that.
I had never thought that might be possible. Maybe you're right.
I'm kind of surprised, though, that they don't. At this point, you're 46. If you're going to get a nose job and you're doing all this, I would have just done the facelift. I'm probably going to do mine around 50 anyway. Well, I'm serious.
You'll look like a cat.
No, that's a good age to do a facelift if you're going to do it.
Because 60 is when everything's too late.
You still have some elasticity in your skin.
Oh, I see.
So it's actually a lot of people, don't wait till you're 65 years old to do a facelift. That's not when
Let's not give out medical advice.
I'm not giving out medical advice. I'm just telling you what my mother told me.
When did she do hers?
I think she did hers she was around 50.
Hmm.
Everybody I know.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't want a facelift.
Now.
No, I think my face is great the way it is.
You don't have to look at it.
Oh, wow. The only thing I've said I've ever wanted to have done is my under eyes filled.
Totally don't get it if you don't want to get it. I totally know that one day I will want to get one.
What's the reason though?
Because my brow, that's why I do, I'm due for my appointment. My brow's a little hooded now, but as I get older, I'm just going to look like
one of those dogs what are those dogs? The rumples in their heads, people are screaming.
A Shar-Pei.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually don't know if I'll get a facelift, honestly.
Yeah.
Probably just more of a forehead lift. And, you know, I had these little sad eyes, and my dad, he had to get surgery because I know my light won't get in my eyes anyway, probably.
It's so full on, Shar-Pei.
Yeah, his eyes were doopy. He had to get it done. So I'll probably get my eyes done in a forehead lift. That's probably what I'll do. I don't want them to make my eyes go sideways.
Yeah.
Like when that looks cat look.
Yeah.
And then I don't want my lips.
So it's not a full face
lift. So I don't think I'll do a full, just more of a brow. That's why my mom did brow lift.
I think that's fine. Yeah, especially if your skin is lopping over your face. I think it's
all fine. If you want to get a fucking full on face lift, you get it.
I want to look like myself.
Yeah, I think that's fine. But I think sometimes for some people, like for me, with my brow being furrowed, sometimes your inside
I agree
doesn't match what you feel like your outside should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I'm a pretty, I try to be a pretty joyful, I'm pretty happy in my life person. And people would ask me, they'd be like, are you upset? And I'm like, no, I'm not upset at all.
I have tried not to get you to frown, but...
But it's just the way my face is. So,
as they called Darcy and Stacey, Monchichi.
So, yeah. So, it's fine. You don't want to get one. And I 100% respect that. Cut to Gary. Can you roll this tape 10 years from now when I show up 6 months after I've had my forehead lift and we can't find Poodle because he's in surgery?
I'll just get someone to say... If someone ever tells me that you look younger than me, I'll definitely do it.
Well, you do
because I have young genes.
Just because you fuck young people doesn't mean their genes are still in you.
I've ingested so much young DNA.
But this was a good conversation, because if you don't want it, don't. If you do, great. Again, as we said before, Darcy and Stacey are way more than the plastic surgery. We're only talking about it a lot now because they talked about it
I guess my thing is, I can't even understand it. I can't understand why anyone would want to get a surgery that would not make them look realistic.
I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah, trying to, that's kind of where I'm going, because I want natural, I understand.
I think that's a lot of Instagram culture, when it's just what you see
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian looks, and you see that all the time.
Yep.
And suddenly you go, well, wait a minute.
Like, what's like, normal?
Maybe
what's...
those huge lips look good. That does not look good to me.
Yeah, I would only want natural.
Never get my lips done, because I don't like that look at all.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do. I wouldn't even do the Botox on the lip. A lot of people do their upper, because if you Botox your upper lip, it'll make your lip kind of curve up a little bit more.
My lips are plenty big. I don't need it anymore.
Please. Please.
Please.
Please.
Anyway, where were we? Oh, so they're going to the Turkish bath, and they said, we're getting cleansed. We're new. We're rebirthed.
And yes, so they're in the bath. And
scrub a bubble.
Purify my soul and body. And then Stacey's like, Darcy's like, this place is really old.
Transformation.
It's really old. It's like born 1500s. Like 1500s. And then Stacey's like, imagine how many people have all been washed here. And Darcy says, Cleopatra. And I'm like, I don't.
Someone needs to get you a history book. You're about 1,500 years off. Yeah. And a couple hundred miles.
It's not like they just. It's not like they just took a
she didn't take an Airbus.
Yeah, an Airbus just to pop over to Turkey.
Yeah. Maybe our snake is around here somewhere.
Oh.
So they are, of course. I think with her, Darcy and Stacey says, "Oh, my lash."
Oh, that's Stacey. She's like, "Argh." And then she just takes off her lash, and y'all. There's just two little sad eyelashes.
Two spiders.
Two little spiders just sitting there on the sill.
Later on, she says, you know, Darcy said, I feel like my past has been scrubbed away.
Everything's been washed away. I'm a new Darcy. I feel like I'll heal along. And that's when she starts singing, I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
And I wrote down, are they singing? Are they actually singing here?
They are.
Then they start dancing topless. God bless.
God bless.
This was probably a producer encouragement.
And I enjoyed
it. But I'm happy with it.
I just want to say, I just kept hearing the whole song that, I want to break free.
I want to break free.
I wish they could have bought the rights to that
song.
No,
they don't have no money.
They never have.
That's Queen. That's very expensive.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little break, y'all, and we'll see in a bit.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the
the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens.
Daddy Silva looks hot in an ice cream shop or wherever they
did
are.
Did you notice that? And I don't know if I've noticed it before. Was Daddy Silva missing a tooth on what? The side?
What?
I'd never seen it before. What? He opened his...
I bet they're probably having to replace his CIA communicator. That's probably what it is.
That's how they send him messages.
Yes.
We need you to go kill a Chinese national.
He's like, I got to leave. Are you excited about the new James Bond movie? I know you love James Bond movies.
I am excited about it.
Have you seen all of
them? Daniel Craig.
I don't know if I have or not.
I kind of started missing a lot of the Daniel Craig. I've seen most of them.
Who's your favorite James Bond? Richard Moore? Or Richard?
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore. I've never seen a Bond with him.
Those are pretty good. I think Sean Connery is the best.
My name is Sean Connery.
I will say, Pierce Brosnan was kind of perfect because he had that like cool. I think Daniel Craig is different though because he's got this, he's like this like rugged masculinity of him.
I believe I remember when he was cast, a lot of people were against it.
Yeah.
And
no, it works for me.
No, it works. But the author, who I think is now not alive.
Ian Fleming
said that was what he imagined.
Mm-hmm.
This is the closest of what he imagined Bond to be.
I think he's, and this is not a negative thing. I think he's the least self-aware, less charming James Bond than we've had.
They wanted like a more kind of like,
yeah.
So I'll be interesting to see where they go.
Yeah.
Riveting. So maybe he lost it. So y'all,
Annika and Aspen and Daddy Silva are having lunch.
They're just talking about the pageant.
I mean, to be honest, all of these segments without Darcy and Stacey are non-compelling.
No, I mean, it's basically like,
there's no Sonic commercial.
There's
this time.
No, I will say, good for Dad that he's like, sure, I'll do this. And good for him. So, but it is interesting listening to them talk about, Aspen's like, so Mom's getting the nose job today. And Annika's like, oh, I'm scared of a lot of things. I don't want it to get botched.
Hope she doesn't get botched.
And Annika's like, I just hope she doesn't do too much. And the mom shows up, and Nancy. Nancy. Yeah, Nancy's like, I hope they don't get those big lips.
Yep, that's not going to happen.
It's Daddy Silva's word. It does not crack me up, but it reminds us that, y'all, even people in their own house are like, well, what are we going to get now?
Yeah.
Like, how close are we to Jan the Muppet?
And I think it's an interesting place to be because the thing is, I think I kind of wish they had a little... I think they do realize they're cartoons, but they don't let on to it. I think in every social media thing, they almost go heavier with their filters now.
There is. They realize they're cartoons, but they don't. But it's like a deep knowing, but not like a consciousness.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And I think...
Yeah, their Instagram filters are... Y'all, they look like fucking Japanese anime. Like, I actually thought it was
look
a cartoon.
Real.
It does not look real.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even see the curvature of their eye. It just looks like flat white paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that tells you, though, that's the kind of Instagrams they're used to, like, looking at and seeing. It's just...
Right.
So it's normal to them.
I think things are going to swing back the other way in about 10 years. I think there'll be less of that, kind of like how in the 80s, it was like huge hair, overtly done makeup. We went to a different place in the 90s. I think things will be different.
Well,
let's hope so.
Style by poodle. I hope you're right.
Yeah. So,
who knows?
They're basically, after that, the mom says, well, God is with them. So blah, blah, blah.
And they all like say, amen, amen. And then they look over, Annika looks over at a grandpa and he's like, oh yeah, amen. And y'all, they don't, but he was receiving a message. He was listening.
Yeah.
He was listening.
Got to go kill someone at the Turkish consulate.
It's true. Y'all, so it's the day of the surgery. Darcy's behind Stacy, popping up Stacy's boobs, going like, they're going to get higher. It'll be round and high.
And they talk about his kids. They were bullied. They were called troll dolls.
What are munchies? I got to look this up.
Little furry things. A lot of times people will call that with like curly hair.
Oh, I love munchies.
Yeah, but you can imagine being a little girl, it wasn't the nicest thing to be called.
That's so mean.
Yeah. Kids are mean.
Kids are mean. Isn't it crazy how?
And they said they didn't have any friends. And I was like, boy, and all this is showing up in your current adulthood.
And but the thing is they know it. She even says, you know, maybe this is because kind of a feeling of we just never felt cool. We felt inadequate. So my favorite line is when Darcy said, because they're getting the boobs lifted, she's like, makes us look taller. I'm like, you're 5'2".
No, they're not even 5'2".
Like, you're...
They're like 4'10", 4'11".
It's fine.
They're tiny.
They are tiny.
And what's interesting is the more boob weight you put on, it does make them top heavy.
Yeah, it does. And the producer says, who are you doing it for? And Darcy says, I'm doing it for me. Where Stacy says, sometimes I do feel the pressure to feel younger with Florian,
mm-hmm.
but I know that he loves me the way that I am. So y'all, they're kind of, and they're kind of doing this, but they take on this way that like, that's where Darcy says, and it made me sad when Darcy's like, the Jessies, the Toms, the Georgies.
They did a super cut of her relationship, y'all, of Jessie's dad saying, this one is so beautiful, and Philly fanatic, as I called it.
And Georgie even saying that, you know, she doesn't have less wrinkles. And Darcy says, they're just as bad as bullies. And he went,
and they are.
That is sad.
Yep. She's dated some real losers.
It really is true that people that are showing up in your life today are ripples of your childhood experience.
Yeah.
And the people that you let into your life or don't let into your life, whether you've learned or not, it's crazy how...
Yeah. Also, she has told people how to treat her in relationships.
Yeah.
And she's told what she accepts. And until she changes that behavior, it's going to continue.
Yeah, when she first gets in relationships, how does Darcy act? She wants a man to protect her. Remember?
Yep.
My big British man.
Yep.
My big, wherever Jesse's from.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. My Bulgarian. She wants these men to like, and she's like, oh yeah, protect me, daddy. Do whatever you want to me,
right.
Dad. So she kind of does that in the bedroom. And then she almost wants them to make decisions in life. But then when she gets comfortable... She wants to have control.
She wants to call the shots, yeah.
She wants to call the shots, but then they're not used to that.
Because she's worried about them leaving her.
She wants to then control so mm-hmm. they don't leave, because if she lets them keep controlling, they're going to ruin her life.
Right.
It's self-fulfilling prophecy versus plus self-sabotage, and it's a bad combo.
Agree.
Anyway.
So they're at the doctor's. They get the double room, the twin room.
The twin room, Stacy's a little nervous, so they start. So Darcy decides she pees herself because they're laughing.
Oh, a little piddle. A little piddle puddle. A little piddle puddle from my boba. Whoa. This is.
So she goes and puts on a diaper.
I laugh pretty fucking hard.
I will say, they can really crack each other up. I'm sure.
You know what?
I'm sure watching, they're a lot of fun.
Watching them crack each other up with her in a diaper, I was like, this is the kind of shit Jake and I do.
I so wish you guys, Darcy and Stacey, if you're listening, you're probably not, but our live show in New York, you can come from Connecticut.
Come.
We would give you 2 free drink tickets.
We can't pay you because then TLC tries to sue us. It's a conflict of interest.
We would even give you 3.
we would give them more.
Although, I don't know, Darcy after 3 drinks, I don't know. We don't want
we'd
that.
We'd let them sing their new single.
That's true.
Do it big.
We'd let them sing Do It Big.
We would.
Or Do It Something. I don't know what the
We go big.
Is. Go big. We go big.
I like
big.
Them big. Oh, yeah. Wait, that's our song. That's our song.
I like them big.
Big,
big, big, big, big, big dicks. Big dicks. Popping bottles.
So anyway, y'all, so then it's surgery time. The nurse comes and gets them. They wheel them out. And then I give it to them. They come out of surgery and cameras are there, lights up, and they're all bandaged up.
I would never allow myself to be videotaped after surgery. Ever.
You would have to pay me a lot of money. And by a lot of money, I mean like at least like $10 million.
That's a lot of money.
I would not do it for $5 million.
Wow.
I would not.
Because you'd look like you'd gone eight rounds with Joe Frazier.
It's always there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's always going to be on the interwebs for people to see.
I think after, if you've been like those two and you've been on television for a while.
And if I get to that level, people are already going to see my rosebud pics that I sent on Grindr. So you know what? Maybe I'll do it for 10 grand. Anyway, y'all, they get out of the hospital room. And now I think is the time that we weren't planning on it for us to do something.
Yes, an unplanned, my favorite.
Yes, y'all, it's a reality gaze theater. Sometimes we should sing it for real. People might like it.
Next time.
Okay, I'll be playing the role of Darcy. Poodle's going to be playing Stacy. Picture it. We're in hospital beds. We're sleeping, and we wake up, and action.
Hey, Darce.
Boop.
You awake?
Hey.
Move down so I can see
you. Wait, what are you?
We made it.
I can't see you. Darce, where are you? Hold on.
Well, there you are.
Let me move my bed back. Oh,
cute nose.
Look at your nose.
I can't see because I don't have my contacts in.
Oh, look at your nose.
Just it's the so outline
pointy.
Of it.
So pointy. We look more 20.
20.
20.
20.
We're Darcy.
20.
We should have one name.
Like Starcy.
Starcy or Dracy.
Darjay.
Or St. I mean, this. Maybe.
Daisy Dar.
Daisy. Stacy Bofacy.
Silvericious.
Banana Fanta. I'm Darcy. That one doesn't work.
Stacy Darcy forever.
I like it. Let's do it. SDF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Juicy lips. We got juicy lips.
Let me see your lips. Eyes are big. They're big.
This is the doctor coming in.
Oh. Hello. You look lovely, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you. So glad we did this with you.
So I should tell you, we did take a lot of fluid out of both of you for your liposuction.
Oh, yeah. I had some fat in there. I don't know about Stace, but I had some.
We did 3 liters for you, Darcy.
Oh, but you had more for Stacy. Yeah,
and 4.5 liters for her.
Yeah. She knew she had a lot more. You okay with that, Stace?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, it's because I got a husband.
Yeah, them back rolls.
I got a husband.
Yeah, them back rolls.
You're alone.
Thank you, doctor.
And see, y'all, the best phrase Darcy has ever heard is when Stacy had more fluid taken out of her.
Yep.
1.5 liters more.
That's a lot of fluid.
It is. It is. Yeah.
It's a lot of fluid.
I guess fat, though. I think it's
but
fat,
still,
fat fluid.
Y'all, they didn't really allude to this. This was a very dangerous surgery.
I think, though, they had a lot of stuff done at the same time.
And liposuction is not a safe thing
to do. No, it's not. Especially when you're a little older.
Yeah.
Yeah. People die during lipo, I think, don't they?
Yeah. I think somebody famous, their mom died from it.
Riveting.
No.
Y'all,
they were either
listen to our show for the informative purposes. Somebody famous, their mom died of it.
No, they were either a singer or a athletic player.
That narrows it down. Yeah. Let's move on. Georgie's been calling, but it's 2 weeks later, and Darcy's coming back today, and Georgie decides, because we have nothing left for him to do.
Yeah.
It's time to go see someone to tell him a little bit about how he should be in relationships. This is why I was a little misdirected here, because you know how I love to talk about Joseph Campbell and the hero's journey, where the hero goes away and then has to learn something about themselves, mm-hmm. and then they process and then they come back, mm-hmm. and then they're redeemed mm-hmm. somehow. And so we kind of start to see this, that he's trying to, he understands he needs to work harder, mm-hmm. even though, does he really, or does he just need to, does Darcy just need to, they need to have a better understanding of how to communicate?
Well, you do think Georgie comes away with this maybe a little changed, a little different. Y'all, he's going to see Octavia, his ex-wife.
He gives her a copy of the divorce, and she's like, why couldn't this have been emailed to me?
Now, I want to know your opinion, because I posted something on the squad, and they were kind of 50-50 about this. But I should also make it clear, like, I loved having her on this show. That I was like, give this woman more airtime. And people were like, oh my God, she's such a fame whore. I really wasn't into her at all. And I'm like, no, that's kind of why I enjoyed her, because she is, I don't know where she's thinking she's going to go, but this woman wants to be on a housewife show. Like, nobody.
She does. I think she was playing her role to the max. Does she really have that much to offer? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like or really dislike her. I think I laughed sometimes.
Yeah, she made me laugh.
A lot of it, I think she would have come off better if she seemed like she was trying to do the right thing for Georgie and Darcy.
She doesn't give a fuck about
them. She doesn't
them.
Give it. She doesn't
oh, wait,
give a fuck
she
about.
She said that.
Yeah, and
she full on said that.
I will say that was refreshing, but
yeah, because he starts to talk to her, and she said, "I don't know if we're divorced or not." And Georgie, he gives her the thing, and like you said, she was like, "Could he email me?" And so, then she says, "Octavia's like." She's like, why do you have to be so dramatic, though, and meet up with me? Because you're on a television show.
Exactly.
But anyway, she's like, and he's like, I wasn't trying to be dramatic. She's like, I think you were, but it's okay.
It's that.
She kind of breaks the wall.
It's a little passive aggressive at the same time. Oh, and
it made me laugh.
You can tell she's still got resentment.
She's still, y'all know why.
She remembers that Bulgarian D.
It's the dick that got away. And it's you're torn because you're like, do I put up with that bullshit for that amazing
for that D?
Y'all, he's also a massage therapist.
It's true.
So he's great in bed. The things he can do at a Panera under the table with his hands, he can finger rock you to Saturn and back.
And that's even after the broccoli cheese soup. And the bread bowl.
Now you want that, don't you?
Yes. I always want broccoli cheese soup.
In that bread bowl.
God. I can eat a whole bread bowl. And I will say, you feel like shit after you've eaten the whole bread bowl of broccoli cheese. Like, it's so rich.
You're never going to shit for 3 days.
No. But, God, it's good going down. Ooh.
Famous
anyway, I just went somewhere.
Did it. So he's like, she says, look, you need it. He's like, yeah, but you're talking to Darcy. And she's like, look, tell your fiance I don't need to talk to her about your anger issues.
She's like, well, we're not together. And she's like, what the fuck?
No, that was later. Yeah. But yeah, because he's like, just mind your business. She's like, calm down. I'm not Darcy. She's like, I don't do this. And he's like, stay in your lane. And she's like, he tells her, she said, when I was doing your taxes, that's when I saw you were on a Sugar Mama website. He said, no. And she's like, okay, sure. Like, she really kind of has this refreshing, but...
Yeah, I can see it that way, and I can also see it as, why are you on if you don't want to help him? It does feel...
But when she said, what the fuck?
It was funny.
Because she was totally like, why are you wasting my time? Why are you wasting my time?
And then she says, what did you do? She blames him.
Exactly. And she makes a good point. She's like, look, when you're in a good relationship, there isn't a power struggle.
Yeah.
With Georgie, there's always a power struggle.
Yeah.
So, and she said, well, it's a good, this is a great line, and Darcy's terrible at taking this. She said, there's the truth, and then it's your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has your own truth, but the work is actually, so you have your truth, I have my truth. What is the truth in our relationship, and where does that lie? Octavia's a wise bitch.
She is. I just wish it wasn't delivered in such a self-serving reality TV moment.
It was.
Yeah.
She does tell Georgie, she's like, you have the essence of a good man.
You need to be vulnerable.
Like, when you're nice, but when you're not, you are not. And this is the first time that I went, well, I guess all that shit Darcy was saying about Georgie, about him being kind of not, well, I guess combative.
He's aloof, though. He's not vulnerable.
And I guess Darcy had, I didn't really believe a lot of that she said. I thought it was in her head. And I did more.
I think you can chalk it up to him being Eastern European, but it does seem a little much.
But as she said, no, I've dated a lot of European
men. And she has.
Remember when I took that sabbatical in college? I fucked everybody on the come and take a spin
on the Dick Riviera.
She let him stick it in on the Dick Riviera.
Good times on the Dick Riviera. Good times.
Everyone gets a prize.
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone.
So y'all, basically he just leaves, or she leaves, and says, I don't have time for this trifling.
I'm out. This is foolishness.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
So y'all, it's the day of. We're making our final transformation and the reveal.
Can't wait to show Florian.
And Florian's picking them up with flowers.
And remember when Darcy loved it when Stacy was called fatter than her?
Yeah.
Stacy gets her revenge whenever she arrives. And she does what a normal person does. She runs to Florian. She holds her boobs because her boobs are sore. She runs to Florian and she gives him a hug. And do you see how Darcy kind of looks around like someone farted?
Yes.
Well,
okay, kiss your husband. I'm fine.
Well, that's a lot of tongue.
Florian also says, I'm worried that Stacy looked like zombie. That is a fair issue.
That is a fair issue. So so they walk outside and they're like, well, do you want to see? And they're still wearing, like, it's 2 weeks later, but they're still wearing, I don't think they did, but it almost looks like they got their eyes done.
I think they did.
That's where I was confused. Y'all, they got their noses done. Why are they going to tape up the side of your face?
I don't know. Maybe someone knows something about that.
Maybe it's a flying sissies thing. They worried about swelling.
That's an idea.
Whatever it is, it looked like they got their eyes done.
So y'all, they take off their masks, and poor Florian, bless him, just goes, that's vampire.
What do you think? Do y'all look pretty? Do I look the same as before? Does it look worse?
No.
Do you still love me?
Yes, yeah. More snatched.
Oh, I look snatched. Okay.
You're perfect. Please don't hurt me.
You look snatched.
Snatched.
Okay. Y'all, that's all he...
He just looks back and forth, y'all, and there's fear in his eyes.
Florian saying more snatched made me laugh for 3 minutes full
more
out.
Snatched.
I actually had to pause the television. I'm not kidding, y'all.
And then at one point, she's like, kiss me. And he's just like, no kiss, no.
No kiss, no.
And she
lips
finally,
come off.
She finally does that. He's like, whoa. Y'all, because stuff is still moving around on their faces. It probably gave him Albanian folktale PTSD.
Maybe.
About two women who live in the mountains and whose faces change.
And this is really, they shit the bed, we thought. Georgie is, we already talked about this, but he is driving and he's talking about how he has a lot of regret, how he wants to respect Darcy's wishes, how he really wants to get it right, and he loves her and he really wants to be happy together. And we think he is going to show up at the airport.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's going to show up at the airport. He's going to get out of the thing. Darcy's going to turn to look at him. And then, or he at least shows up and we see him and Darcy in the background and then blackout.
And then...
And instead, we see him get out at his apartment complex and he's like...
In New York, it looked like.
But I'm going to respect her wishes and I'll just be alone.
I don't know why they did this now.
I don't know.
It was strange.
Stacy and Darcy are together and Stacy looks at her sister and Darcy's like, well, just...
I miss him still.
I still miss him still. I'm still in love, Stace. Still in love, Stace.
Oh, come here. Come here, you old softy.
We got this.
And then one's ear falls off.
Oh. Yo, that's the show. That's the season. Show.
That's the season.
So it's called season three. So January is going to be season three.
Okay.
You can check out the trailer.
2.5 or anything like that.
Y'all. So, hey, as we said before, we bought the website. We finally got, we won it in a bidding war.
Furious bidding war.
I have to look at this. Let me see. Y'all, realitygaze.com is now ours because we bought it.
No more porn.
No more porn. Shout
out. Only when we want it to be.
Yes. This is really, we haven't said, we talked about this on the Patreon.
Unless it's creamy shoulders.
Creamy
mix.
Shoulders. We haven't talked about this on the free feed shows. Really huge shout out to Sissy Alexis.
Yay. And Sissy Suzette.
Sissy Suzette. And also straight Sissy, Alexis' husband, Drew.
Thank you,
who works at
straight
GoDaddy,
Drew.
Who really helped walk us through that.
I have known very few Drews that weren't hot.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Not Andrews. I've known some Andrews.
Oh, Andrews. But I've known Drews. Oh.
Drews, yeah.
You just waylaid me from thanking them because you were talking about
I'm
hot
sorry.
Drews. And that's okay because now I went to a place. So, y'all, anyway, yes, you can go to realitygaze.com.
Realitygaze.com.
To find out everything about...
It rolls off the tongue better than realitygazepodcast.com.
So go to realitygaze.com. You can go to our Instagram, realitygazepodcast. You can also click on that Linktree link on... I don't know if it's on the website yet, but if you go to our Instagram or if you click on the show notes, you'll see a Linktree link for Reality Gaze. And that's where you can find information to buy tickets to our live show.
Live shows. We have so much going on.
We do.
I'm exhausted.
Me too. We've got... Y'all... if you're sitting here thinking, I sure wish they'd finish those 90-day foodie call videos.
Yeah, one hand and piss in the other.
I think that was a three off, and that's all we did of that one, y'all. Sorry about that.
The other ones suck anyway.
Wow.
That Russ and Powell one, y'all, that kind of did me in.
Yeah.
The Robert Nanny one was fun.
Oh, that was, they're great.
I never finished... One who was on the last one. I can't remember who that was. Oh, Sasha and Emily. I never watched that one.
Oh, I never watched that one either.
Yeah.
I'll have to. So she's pregnant again, I think, right?
Emily?
I think maybe she is. Whatever. I don't know. So y'all.
Sasha's
so
probably fertile.
If you are going to the New York and Chicago show on that Friday night, we have plenty of seats. Basically, the other shows are sold out.
New York's got a couple left.
And by couple, we mean like
12, four. I think now.
No, it's like four.
Oh, wow.
So we've got very few seats. So, but if you want the meet and greet, again, for the New York show, look for meet and greet after party. Not VIP in New York. VIP is a special seating. You're going to see us. You're not going to meet us.
And they fucked us.
So
be sure. And you're not going to fuck us unless your husband wants
to. Unless your husband wants to. We still don't know where we're going to set up Poodle's playground for all your straight husbands.
They need
to be
shirtless and preferably in Speedos.
And halfway at least two sheets to the wind.
Exactly.
Anyway, y'all, we appreciate y'all so much. This has been a great ride. Be sure to, if you're not listening to our Below Deck on this feed and to our regular 90 Day Fiancé, then you're missing out.
You want more of us.
Below Deck
life.
Is good, y'all.
It's this season has been interesting, I will say. Compared to last season, it's been a little slow, but I'm enjoying telling golf stories as Captain Sandy.
Yeah.
So as long as I can do that, I'm good.
There you go. We call these... Oh, wait, no. This is almost did the wrong show.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Y'all, if you're out there and you've got a twin, or maybe you don't have a twin, maybe you're just like that one British guy, the redheaded guy who says he looks like that singer. What's his name?
Ed Sheeran?
He looks just like Ed Sheeran.
I can't believe I just guessed Ed Sheeran out of that. We maybe should go on Pyramid. because I can kind of know.
Maybe you speak Maddie.
Maybe.
As our friend Allie says.
I liked it when someone said, when you said Gwen Verdon for whoever that is, I screamed because I knew exactly what he was talking about, too. And it was the gayest thing ever that you went, you know that woman? I went, Gwen Verdon?
Y'all, if you are looking at your life and you're thinking, I really want to be on Password and you don't know how to do it, Poodle, what's the way to get there?
You can manifest it!
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.